This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization on Thursday declared that the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American citizens returning home from China are talking about their experiences dealing with the spreading coronavirus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first 1 to 2 weeks, so that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. President Trump's impeachment trial is in a final day of questions and answers from senators before a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Today, the focus is on Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz arguing yesterday that a president who believes his re-election is in the national interest is essentially immune from impeachment for whatever he does in support of that idea. Dershowitz now says he was misunderstood, but Adam Schiff and Democrats pounced.
That argument, if the president says it can't be illegal, failed. And Richard Nixon was forced to resign. But that argument may succeed here.
While Democrats argue the president must immediately be removed both from office and the ballot, White House counsel Pat Cipollone's warning of the consequences.
They would tear us apart for generations.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Trump administration said Thursday that it would continue, at least for now, its policy of not sanctioning foreign companies that work with Iran's civilian nuclear program. However, the Trump administration did announce new sanctions against the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran and its director, Ali Akbar Salehi. The sanctions freeze any assets that Salehi has within U.S. jurisdiction. Brian Hook, the U.S. envoy to Iran, said the AEOI and Salehi are responsible for Iran violating its agreement not to produce a nuclear weapon.
President Trump is committed to denying Iran from ever acquiring a nuclear weapon. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has played a big role in Iran breaching its key nuclear commitments.
Hook said the United States would renew for 60 days sanctions waivers that permit Russian, European, and Chinese companies to continue to work on Iran's civilian nuclear facilities without running afoul of U.S. sanctions. The National Football League's Super Bowl championship game is Sunday in Miami, Florida, and singers Jennifer Lopez and Shakira promised an empowering concert during halftime. AP's Margie Zaraletta has a preview.
Waiting for tonight.
Jennifer Lopez describes the Super Bowl halftime show as very Shakira and very Jennifer. She says it's packed with a lot of energy and heartfelt moments. Shakira says she is honored to be representing the Latino community at a very American event. While Shakira says she's ready for it, she admits, yeah, she's feeling the pressure.
Tell me about it. I was until 4 a.m. last night trying a pair of shorts and kind of tearing because they didn't fit right.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.